أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. In with the connection of the ayat with the previous ayats, the kuffar, particularly in Medina Sharif, generally at all times, they are given more of this dunya. And because they were more wealthier, they were in the ruling party at that time also, before Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to Medina Sharif. So they thought they are better than the Muslims because they are more wealthier, and they looked down on the Muslims who by and large were poor and living hand to mouth, whereas they were wealthy and they had the things of this dunya, and they made that the basis and criteria for their superiority, the dunya's things, when in reality that is never the criteria. The criteria by Allah Ta'ala is iman, amal, etc., the akhlaq of a person. But people of the world always made the criteria the things of this dunya, that people who have got more of dunya were more wealthier, so according to them they are more superior. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala then desired to show that even this dunya's things Allah Ta'ala will give it to the Muslims and make them more superior. And Allah made it, as many times Allah Ta'ala has shown, that almost the impossible Allah Ta'ala did. Like in the time of Fir'aun, what power he had, what control he had, what wealth he had. But when Allah wanted to give it over to the Bani Israel, who were downtrodden, who had no say in anything, they were laborers, and Allah took everything and gave it to them, and Allah Ta'ala put Fir'aun down into disgrace and humiliation. Allah drowned him in the water with all his people. So this is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala at all times. This was before the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we particularly here in South Africa, we all have witnessed clearly with our eyes this qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. When it was the white regime, the apartheid time, and the whites who controlled, with what an iron fist they controlled, what wealth they possessed, everything of the dunya. Whereas on the other side, the black man was looked down upon in every way. He had nothing. And when Allah wanted to change the tables, Allah changed it completely. Everything was snatched away from the white man overnight, and Allah gave it to the black man without any effort on his side. To build the infrastructure of the country, all the government buildings, all the position, and the white government had the support of what is called the first world nations of the world. They all supported them. With all that, they could, when Allah wanted to hand it over, Allah just gave it over. So it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, it was in Medina Sharif. The Jews, and they were ruling, and they had all the power and everything. But then Allah wanted to give even the outward splendor, dunya also, the riches of the world also, Allah wanted to give it to the Muslims. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala taught them make dua for it. And this is a dua which Allah has taught, by which Allah Ta'ala gives all the riches and respect and honor of dunya also to a person. Also, it is narrated that in the battle of Khandaq, the battle of the trench, when Muslims were facing very heavy odds from the non-Muslims, and the only solution was, the suggestion was put forward, to dig a trench around Medina Sharif. So for that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam allocated to every 10 Sahaba to dig the trench for 40 feet. 10 Sahaba had the responsibility of digging 40 feet, and they were busy with that day and night. In the process, some of them came across a very huge rock boulder, which could not be broken by them, and it was in the way. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came to know of it and himself personally went there. He took a pick from Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he hit one shot on that big rock and it split. And at the same time, a huge spark came out, so huge that it lighted up the whole of Medina Sharif. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in this spark, in this light, I have seen the palaces of Persia. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hit another shot and it split even further and another huge spark came out, so much light that it lighted up the whole of Medina that it looked like daytime. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I've seen the palaces of Rome in there. And when he hit the third shot similarly, then he saw, said, I saw the palaces, the red forts of Rome, and the third time the forts of Yemen, I saw them in there. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that your ummah will conquer all these places and they will be rulers over all these places. And then it was at that time the munafiqeen and the Jews made a huge cry and joke about it. They said, what is this man about, na'uzubillah, referring to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Is he right in his head in any way? Yeah, they can't put off with the enemy and for that they are digging a trench. They haven't got food to eat. Their five times namazes became qaza. They've got nothing and they are dreaming and he's telling them that the forts of Persia, mighty superpowers of that time, much more powerful than the Jews of Medina also, and Yemen, and Persia, and Rome, all their forts and the Muslims going to conquer all that. What is he up to? What is he talking? But then it wasn't long that the world saw that that actually happened. So true is our deen, and so true are the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that were Muslims conquered Rome, conquered Persia, which were the mighty powers of that time. Yemen came to the lot of the Muslims, which was a pure Christian country. All that Allah Ta'ala gave it to the Muslims. So on that occasion then, this verse was revealed, which has got great, great virtues in it. And we also should read this every day after every namaz. Amongst other wazifas that we should read this ayat also every day after namaz. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Qul, say, make this dua. And also it is narrated in the hadith that when Allah wants to give somebody something, then Allah inspires him to make that dua. And then when he makes the dua, Allah gives it to him. And when Allah gives, Allah can give it using means. That means a person will have business, will have income, and in that Allah will give him and increase him. And Allah can give it without means also. That a person hasn't got any income, he hasn't got any business, but Allah gives him also. So it is and who gets the topic of making this dua is a sign that Allah is going to give him in abundance in this dunya. So the dua is Allahumma Malik al Mulk. Ya Allah, Malik Sultanat ke. Oh Allah, you are the sovereign of all sovereignty. You are the kings of all kingdoms. Everything is in your hands. And as it is mentioned also in the hadith, that just that is a dua. Allahumma Malik al-Mulk. That is a dua. Though it is just a statement saying that, O Allah, you are the king of kings. You are the king of kingdoms. You are the sovereign of all sovereignty. What it actually means, when you are such, give us kingdom. Give us sovereignty. Give us the things. Yeah, it was that even this dunya give it to us. Kingdoms, riches, wealth. And then we see that Allah Ta'ala gave it actually to the Muslims. And we all know there can be no doubt in anyone's mind, Muslim and non-Muslim, not only from Quran and Hadith, but the world's history bears testimony that Persia was no Muslim country. It became a Muslim country. Rome, which is today the time of Turkey, Istanbul, the capital, which was known as Constantinople, it fell to the Muslims. Yemen fell to the Muslims, and Muslims ruled over all these places, and they had the worldly wealth also. So by just making that dua, Allahumma Malik al-Mulk, Allah Ta'ala gives all the sovereignty also and kingdom also. So this is a great dua. Further, it is explained more in detail. To til mulka man tasha, to sultanate deve jisko tu chahe, you give kingdom to whomsoever you want to. Like in the time of Musa alayhi salam, Allah gave it to the Bani Israel. Allah snatched it away from Fir'aun. They made all the infrastructure. They built up the country. And after they built it up, Allah gave it ready-made to the Bani Israel. Later, then, in this country we saw, the white man built up this country, all the infrastructure of the country, and overnight it was given to the black man. We see in Afghanistan that for 20 years the Americans were ruling there. They built up the country as far as dunya is concerned, roads, buildings, etc. Everything, they built it up. And the Taliban came and just took it over again. And everything they prepared for them, ready-made it was for them. So we don't really have to work for this dunya. We must work on our iman and amal. And then Allah will give us everything ready-made. We don't have to become laborers of the dunya. And we don't have to slog and sweat for the dunya. We must slog and sweat for deen. And Allah will give us dunya like that. So Allah Ta'ala takes sovereignty to till mulka man tasha. You give kingdom to whomsoever you wish to. Wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. And you snatch away kingdom from whomsoever you want to. When Allah wants to, a person builds his whole empire, and Allah just snatches it away and gives it to a person least expected, who did not work for it in the least, but who did not even dream about it. Allah just takes it and gives it to him. So that yaqeen also we must have. This dua also we must make. Wa tu'izzu man tasha, or izzat dewe jisko chahe, and you give respect and honor to whom you want to. Wa tudhillu man tasha, or zaleel kare jisko chahe, and you disgrace and humiliate whom you want to. And this has happened over and over in the world, and it's a stark reality of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala, on that day, it is a day, Rafi'ah, that people who were down in this world, Allah will make them very high. People had no regard for so many people, but they will be made very high. And on the other hand, people who are very high in this world, greatly respected and honorable, but inside them they had no iman or anything, Allah will disgrace them on the day of Qiyamah. So everything is in the hands of Allah. That is a mu'min who knows it and who turns to Allah and pleases Allah. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ, all goodness is only in your hands. Everything is in the hands of Allah, but Allah wrapped up that all the evil and wrong is also in the control of Allah. But it is disrespect to say that Allah Ta'ala, to associate the bad things to Allah. Allah controls that also. Sickness Allah gives, poverty Allah gives. But to say that Allah gives poverty is disrespect in the honor of Allah Ta'ala. In the name of Allah, we only attribute all the good things. So how beautiful the Quran is, and what great respect it has taught us, that those realities are a reality. But how to say, إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, بِيشَكْ تُ هَرْ چِيز پَرْ قَادِرْ هَيْ. Undoubtedly you have power over everything in which is contained, that you have power of giving sickness. You have power of giving humiliation. You have got power to give poverty. But we don't say those things, we don't attribute it to Allah. So it is wrapped up in the words, إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So this is the first ayat of these two ayats, which we person should read every day after his Faraz namazes. These are very great and honorable ayat, and the teachings of them are also just as great as and honorable. May Allah give us tawfiq.
Subhanallah.